In London today, members of Britain's royal family joined friends, relatives, and colleagues to remember Diana, Princess of Wales. She died in a car crash in Paris 10 years ago. NPR's Rob Gifford has the story.
Many said that Diana's death changed Britain, but somehow it didn't really feel that way today. 10 years on a very traditional British day, in a very traditional British way, the royal family and many of the same people who attended Diana's funeral arrived at the Guards Chapel near Buckingham Palace. They rose as one to sing Diana's favourite hymn. There were some differences, of course. Hundreds, not thousands, of people gathered outside the chapel, and no one really cried or wailed as they had 10 years ago. And the two boys who walked behind Diana's coffin that day are now men. Prince William read a lesson from the New Testament, and it was left to his younger brother, Prince Harry, to speak from the heart about the personal tragedy of losing their mother.
She never once allowed her unfaltering love for us to go unspoken or undemonstrated. She will always be remembered for her amazing public work. But behind the media glare, to us, just two loving children, she was quite simply the best mother in the world.
Just as they had 10 years ago, a crowd gathered outside Diana's former home, Kensington Palace, to remember the princess. Amid the flowers and the poems attached to the gates were Shirley Bloot from Kent and Pauline Chambers from Bedfordshire.
I thought she was so wonderful, actually, and she was marvellous, and she should have been our queen, actually.
Well, she was a very good person, and we believe really did a lot of good for the monarchy. She did a lot of good for all the people in the country. Nobody will ever replace Diana. She's irreplaceable.
Queen Elizabeth was criticised for the way she handled the aftermath of Diana's death, and there were hints that the royal family would listen more in future to popular opinion. But there was more criticism of the royals in the weeks leading up to today's service. Prince Charles wanted his second wife, Camilla, to attend, but Middle England wasn't quite ready for that. Many people still blaming Camilla for the breakup of Diana's marriage to Prince Charles. Just a few days ago, Camilla withdrew. Good thing too, said the ladies outside Kensington Palace.
Well, she can marry Charles. She's quite welcome to Charles, but I don't want her to be our queen. I believe that she ruined Diana's life.
And I mean, it's a good thing she didn't go to the service today. Yes.
For all those who seem obsessed with Diana's story, there are many in Britain, like the Bishop of London, Richard Charteris, who feel differently. He told the congregation at today's memorial service that it's time that Britain moved on.
10 years after her tragic death, there are regular reports of fury at this or that incident, and the princess's memory is used for scoring points. Let it end here. Let this service mark the point at which we let her rest in peace and dwell on her memory with thanksgiving and compassion.
Chances of that seem slim. Diana's name in a headline or the printing of her photograph still sell newspapers and magazines. The British public wanted to know everything about Diana when she was alive, and little seems to have changed since her death. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.